Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I love the fact that we got the exclusive here with B-Cuss, Brian Custer, Showtime, Boxing, Pay-Per-View, Saturday Night, Pac-Man, Broner. It is on. You were telling me that Broner sells and gets ratings. And I almost fell over. I almost had to spit out my coffee on the flight up in first class sitting next to the B-Cust. He was like, oh, Jesus, I got to sit with this guy for 5.5 hours for Pharrell's sake. Who put this in charge?
He is. I mean, you know, there's a reason why Adrian Broner's in big fights, whether it's Mikey Garcia or whomever. It's because whether you love him or whether you hate him, when he's on, people watch. And a number of people always say, well, why do you keep bringing him back in big fights? Well, for God, you know this in the business. He's going to deliver ratings. You're going to be back.
He could definitely throw hands. I've never doubted that. I think he's just kind of a D.
Yeah. He's unique. He's definitely unique. And this is one of those fights where I think he realizes the opportunity. And it's all about, are you going to live up to the potential and fulfill your promise? He's heard the talk that they want a Mayweather-Pacquiao too. He wants a Broner-Mayweather. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to beat Manny Pacquiao.
What do you think is more likely of happening in the future down the road? Because I don't think there's much time to mess around with it if you're Mayweather. He can't keep playing this game of will he or won't he fight anymore. Those days are numbered. So which one do you think comes to fruition?
Well, I definitely believe that he wants to fight again. I think he's going to fight the winner of this fight. I really do. And you will see Floyd Mayweather back in the ring, whether it's this summer or probably early fall, against the winner of this fight.
Brian Custer with us, the voice of Showtime Boxing. Did you think that first fight was as terrible as I did?
I think from all the hype, the anticipation, the build-up, and so many people wanted to see it, it didn't live out from an action standpoint. But, you know, Floyd did what he does. He's the best, probably, defensive fighter that we've seen in our time. And he did what he's supposed to do to get the win. Now, it's, I think, incumbent upon Manny to push the action, and he just didn't. He says his shoulder was hurt, and I guess you have to take his word for it.
Here he is at 40, an 8-time champ. What do you think we're going to see? The same Manny, or is there rust in them arms?
Well, I will say this. The one thing you can say about Adrian Broner is, have you ever seen him in a boring fight? You've never seen him in a boring fight, whether he's losing it or whether he's winning it. He's in an interesting fight, in an exciting fight. So I really believe that, as you say, they're going to throw hands. And I think even with Manny being 40, keeps himself in great shape. He says he's ready to grow, and he has a lot to prove. He truly believes that he is on the elite. When I'm talking Spence, Thurman, Bud Crawford, he's like, forget about those guys. I'm still here. Well, you got to prove it. And what better guy to prove it than Adrian Broner?
I have watched that guy at least 25 times. I've been to his fights since 01. I've seen that guy fight. I've seen him fight Juan Manuel Marquez, I think, 4 times. I mean, it is incredible the number of guys he's fought. Every fighter that ever fought in the last 20 years, he's gone in the ring with.
He's been in with everybody. There's a reason why he's a legend. He's a future Hall of Famer. He has fought everyone. He feels like, and he even said this to us, that he wants the winner of the Mikey Garcia Errol Spence fight after this. He's confident that he's going to win, and he wants to start fighting what he says you guys consider the elite of the welterweight, and that's these young guns now.
I'm going to that fight at Jerry's World. Are you doing that fight, and who do you like in that fight? It's tough to go up 2 weights to fight a guy like Errol Spence, but I love the sack that Mikey's showing. He's like, onions, let's go. I'll fight anybody.
Absolutely. From my understanding, he'll be on Fox pay-per-view. And listen, Errol Spence is big. I just believe you have weight classes for a reason. But man, Mikey Garcia is a special fighter. I just believe Errol Spence is probably too big, too strong.
What did you think of Bud Crawford and Khan getting announced?
Wow, that's something. The only thing that I would say about that is, you know, Amir, you touch him on that chin, it could be lights out.
Be careful what you wish for, bro, because you're about to get your ass whooped.
That's another way of putting it.
So now that you've seen the changing in boxing, the saturation of the sport and the new DAZN is, you know, charging people for, let's face it, I mean, the first fight, that was so ridiculous. All I did was laugh. I mean, if that's what they're going to show me for my $10 a month, I want to kill myself. But what do you think of it now as Showtime gets a bigger grasp on the pie?
Well, listen, I think it's a great time for the sport of boxing. I love it that it's on a number of platforms. And one thing that Stephen Espinoza has said is we're going to stay true to our motto, and that is delivering the best fights. And to me, I like that more. Hey, would I like for us to be doing fights every month? That'd be great. But I want to make sure that the fights we are delivering are really good and the best fights, and that's what we're all about.
How do you feel about the last 30 minutes of the flight with how many bad things I said about people in that window?
It's more about what about the people sitting around us and what they thought about you.
Who cares what they think? I think that lady, when I said that I had my ex-wife in my bag cut up in pieces, her face was just epic. I should have taken a picture.
People should have seen the bag that you were carrying. Who has a backpack that huge, man?
You're on the run, and you're on the move, and you got people chasing you with Louisville Sluggers, son. You got to be quick. You got to be able to live on the road a little. You got to go into hiding, son, in Vegas.
And the only way you probably got that through security checkpoints is because this government shut down. Them TSA workers ain't checking nothing anymore.
I also have to take all my equipment out every time I go to the airport, because if I don't take the equipment out, they always pull me over for that search and seizure and then the, you know, backdoor check where they, you know, make you cough.
Listen, I have too many of those, so I don't even want to see that.
Well, listen, I told you, ever since what you went through with your health, I've gone every year to see Dr. Garden, and he always checks to see what the spring brings. He goes in there, he grabs the flower, he knows what's up.
Well, you know what? I think 34C appreciates that, and your family appreciates
it. And my PSA.
Absolutely. You got to do that every year. You got to do it.
You've gone through all of it, and you've come out the other side, so I know you're a big proponent for it and telling people to do it when you get to be my crusty age.
You got to, man, because, again, they call prostate cancer the silent killer for a reason, because you'll never know you got it until it's too late, and you don't want to have it.
You're doing everything, bro. You're doing college rack, college football, pro football, boxing, and I've been betting on your wife leaving you now for like 4 or 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet. I mean, at what point does she break and say, the guy's never home, all he does is do these big TV gigs, big rock star, walks through the airport, people yelling, be cussed. I mean, it is insane. Does your family even love you anymore?
Well, I don't know about that. I think they probably enjoy that I'm out of the house a lot.
Maybe that's the key to it.
You might be right about that.
Maybe that's it. If you're never around, they love you more. So Pacquiao Broner, how does it end?
I really believe that it's a fight that'll go the distance. I really do.
And you going Pacquiao or Broner?
I don't know. I really don't.
Liar.
I really don't, but I do believe it's going to go the distance. I know people think it's going to be a knockout. I think it'll go the distance.
I would love to actually see Broner fight Mayweather, to be honest. I already saw Pacquiao. It was a disappointment. I'd love to see Broner because I think they actually don't like each other.
You know what? Kissing cousins. They act like big brother, little brother, but yeah, underneath, there really is a little thing of hate there.
And I don't think Floyd hates Manny.
I don't think so at all. But I think the Broner Mayweather thing would be really interesting.
When Floyd fights somebody, and once you go through the ringer with him, I think he kind of a little bit respects you. If he's never fought you, he just don't like you.
Absolutely. Listen, all that stuff that they've gone back and forth on social media, I think it'd be a really interesting fight.
So I used to stay in the Signature with the rich people back in the day when my buddy owned a condo in here. I'd work out in the nice little private health club and everything. Now that I'm on the peasant side, it's been nice seeing you. Have fun over here with the rich people.
Well, you with me. You're right with me then.
Thanks for the limo ride, too. They used to pick me up when I did the fights, and now I stand in the yellow cab line. Something ain't going right, because
listen, you sell that stuff to your audience. You try to say, hey, look, I'm the common man.
I am.
Stop.
At least I know you. I'm like, yo, bro, let me mooch a ride. Mavi and I need a lift over to the peasant side of the MGM, son. But I know how to do the slip-in check-in over on the side there in that O room back in the corner.
Whatever works. You got to do it. You know what I mean?
I know all the tricks, and I know all the dealers. Have a good fight, B-Cust.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Everybody watch Showtime pay-per-view.
There's my guy, Brian Custer, the voice of Showtime Boxing. Check out Pacquiao Broner on pay-per-view Saturday night. Call your cable operator. Tell him Pharrell said, what up, kid?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.